Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Searching for a motive in deadly Texas mall shooting.
The shooter was wearing body armor and was heavily armed.
After deadly crash, Brownsville man
now faces manslaughter charges.
Strengthening consumer protections.
Airlines need to accept their fundamental responsibility.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. After a Texas mall shooting rampage,
it feels like no matter where we are, safe neighborhoods, we're not safe anymore here in America.
Investigators are looking into whether the shooter at a suburban Dallas mall had links to a neo-Nazi group. The gunman killed 8 people and injured 7 others Saturday before a police officer killed him. Omar Villafranca in Allen, Texas.
2 law enforcement sources tell CBS News that the shooter had a patch on his clothing that said RWDS. They believe that stands for Right Wing Death Squad, associated with extremist right-wing neo-Nazi groups. An Army spokesperson says the shooting suspect joined the service in 2008, but never completed basic training.
A Brownsville, Texas man is charged in yesterday's deadly crash at a bus stop outside of the migrant center that killed 8 people and injured 10 others. CBS's Nicole Skanga in Brownsville.
Investigators are awaiting a toxicology report and looking at whether the crash was intentional.
George Alvarez is a Brownsville local with an extensive rap sheet. He has been formally charged and arraigned with 8 counts of manslaughter, 10 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
This migrant, Luis, was traveling with the victims, many from Venezuela. He said they were at the bus stop waiting for a ride to the airport when they saw the SUV barreling toward them. The witness said the SUV driver was yelling profanities at the crowd as he accelerated.
The U.S. Transportation Department is creating new rules requiring airlines to compensate passengers if they are stranded for reasons within the carrier's control. President Biden says it's about holding the airlines accountable.
If it's the airline's fault and your flight was canceled or delayed, you can check the dashboard to see how the airline should be compensating you, like rebooking a flight or accommodating your hotel room and your meals.
Jury deliberations begin tomorrow in E. Jean Carroll's civil rape trial against former President Trump. Trump did not testify. CBS's Graham Cates says of Carroll's lawyer during closing arguments.
She said, in order to believe Donald Trump here, you have to believe that all 11 of our witnesses committed perjury in testifying roughly on behalf of E. Jean Carroll.
Carroll alleges that Trump raped her in a department store fitting room in the 90s. He denies the allegation. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 56 points. The Nasdaq rose 22. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
A big meeting in Washington, D.C. tomorrow to address how to keep the country from defaulting on its bills.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
It's Congress's constitutional duty to act.
As the clock ticks toward a possible default as early as June 1st, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will insist that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy advance a bill that raises or suspends the debt ceiling without strings attached.
Why are you manufacturing a crisis that should not exist? That is the question for him to answer.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling, President Biden will have to make decisions on what to do with resources. And she also tells CNBC there are no good options, and default would be a huge hit to the U.S. economy. Republicans have a sweeping House-passed proposal that would slash $4.8 trillion off the federal budget over a decade by rolling back spending to fiscal 2022 levels and capping future spending increases at 1% a year. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Russia ramps up airstrikes in Ukraine. The spike in violence coincides with growing talks of Ukraine launching its spring counteroffensive against Russia. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from Kyiv.
We heard the explosions overnight. In fact, the air raid sirens were going from about midnight on. They continued at 6 o'clock this morning. And then there was a national air raid siren at 10:30. So it just gives you an indication as to how much the Russians have picked this up. Not only here, but in cities like Kharkiv, Kherson, Mykolaiv, Odessa.
This is day three of the strike by Oakland teachers and other school workers, and according to union leaders, the two sides are far apart from an agreement. Sticking points include pay and class size. Teacher and Oakland Education Association bargaining co-chair Vilma Serrano says negotiations will continue.
We are committed to seeing through the full bargain and reaching a tentative agreement as quickly as possible.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Singer Lizzo has been canceling shows. Details from CBS's Matt Piper.
Pop superstar Lizzo canceled multiple concerts in the last week over health concerns.
Turn up the music.
The singer, rapper, and flutist is set to perform Tuesday night at the newly renovated CFG Bank Arena in Baltimore, but said on Instagram last week that she had extreme flu-like symptoms.
This is the second time I've ever had to cancel due to health.
While she said she had not tested positive for COVID-19, she did test positive for strep throat. Lizzo postponed her Saturday show in Connecticut and a show last Thursday in Montreal, but said she plans on rescheduling both concerts.
Okay.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 opens to $114 million in U.S. ticket sales, according to studio estimates, bumping the Super Mario Brothers movie out of first place. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, May 8th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.